Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. At 11 o'clock, we'll get you the latest on the Redskins from out in Ashburn. Who's going to play? Who may miss Sunday night's game against the Raiders? We've got audio from Sua Cravens. This is the most he has spoken publicly since leaving the team, contemplating retirement. He will not play this year. He took to social media to talk to fans again yesterday. So we've got that audio for you. We'll react to it about 11 minutes from right now. But we're looking for your headlines on Monday post Redskins Raiders. I got a couple of them on Twitter. You can hit us up.
At Funny Danny for me, at Grant H. Paulson for Grant H. Paulson.
Johnny Blaze, headline, Redskins win in a game moved to 1 p.m. due to faulty lighting at FedEx Field.
That's what I'm doing for you. I'm doing this for you. That's excellent.
Jesse Rodriguez says, massive food poisoning affects entire Raiders team into a Redskins game. Only headline I would believe. Pretty good. Yeah. Other headlines here that caught my attention. AD, our buddy. Headline, Air Raid Redskins dominate with aerial attack. Hit the music, Thommy. He wants a little hail to the Redskins as I read, Air Raid Skins dominate with aerial attack. Sean on Twitter, car crash after head-on collision with Redskins defensive wall. He sees him slowing down, one of the great young quarterbacks in the league. Mm. Jerry, more shtick, meteor hits Oakland sideline.
Goodness.
We're asking you for the headline, if the Redskins beat the Raiders, our buddy Frat Bastard. Defense proves it's a force to be reckoned with. Redskins prevail 27-17. If Washington just wins a clean 10-point game over the Raiders where their defense suffocates them and it looks kind of like that Rams game, do you understand how different the conversation about this team will be next week?
My imagination will run wild. I have no illusions of going to Arrowhead on a Monday night and winning, regardless of the performance this weekend against Oakland. Good teams, really good teams, won't do that, okay? But if you beat the Oakland Raiders in a primetime game, as good as that club is, I will dare to dream. I will have my own autobiography where I talk about hope. I mean, goodness gracious.
If they're 2-1, dude, and they beat Oakland in primetime at FedEx Field, that'll be as good a win on their ledger and as positive as I felt about any Redskins victory in several years, probably since the 2012 division title game to make the playoffs against Dallas. Not exaggerating.
I think that's fair. I'm trying to rack my brain of other W's since then that have been that of that quality, of that caliber.
Spoiler alert, I'm not going to pick them to win when we make our predictions at 145 today. My point is just that they're four good quarters of football away from everybody in town getting behind them again. Fred's in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Fred?
Hey, Fred.
Hey, how's it going? Love the show, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
My headline is going to read Raiders KO'd. Redskins 1-2 punch combo of Robert Kelly and Chris Thompson. The Redskins running game gives the Raiders a silver and black eye.
Ooh, I'll dig that.
A little sub-headline, too, with it. I like it.
I think they're going to find it real tough to run the ball as well as they did against the Rams. I said this earlier in the week. I do believe that Los Angeles is prepped for Washington, and this is where I give Jay Gruden a lot of credit. And we started the show praising Sean McVay for having his Rams 2-1. He and Kyle Shanahan looking great in primetime last night as head coaches. Jay out-coached leading up to that game Sean McVay in a lot of ways because they were not ready for what hit him on the ground. You can't surprise a team twice. You're not going to fool the Raiders with the film that is out there at this point. You know where people are starting to feel real good about the Redskins, though? Even in a down September in terms of overall energy, buzz, and excitement? Their defense. Mm. DJ says, defending defensive coordinator Redskins, defense shines. There's too many DCs and confusion for me there. But he says they shine in a 21-20 victory over the
Raiders. Point is they play well.
Yes. I don't know quite what we're doing with all those DCs, but just know this. He's got the Redskins defense shutting Oakland down. If they play that well against the Raiders, that's an elite offense.
So yes, it is. That's an offense that's terrific. And again, week one, they didn't have to do that much against Tennessee. They just had a nice, mature, adult road win where their defense shoved it on Tennessee. Week two against the Jets, I don't want to say I throw that out because they woodshedded them, as they should. But some of those numbers and stats, how do you take that out of there? I'm not really sure. I do know this, though. The Raiders are 26th in the NFL right now in yards per carry allowed. Titans, great running team. Jets, not as much.
Too early, in my opinion, to look at stats like
that. Incredibly early to do so. I would just wonder, though, and this would be my headline, because I don't know right now that the Redskins can win a shootout against the team built to shoot out. I wonder if my headline Monday, my first one is cornerback shine and win. I think they've got to be outstanding against their team of bookend receivers in Cooper and Crabtree. They're excellent. My second headline might be Hogs 2.0? Question mark. If you have a second,
did you
to take
go Hogs 2.0 on me?
If you, but with a question mark now, meaning if you run for a second straight week, not there's no way you're going 6 yards a pop, 6 to 1 yard. Chris Thompson delay on a third down helps your average, whatever. But if you're a consistent running team, let's say you're in the 125, 130, 140 range as an offense, holding the football a little bit and playing some aggressive defense, I think that's how you win this one. If this gets up into the high 20s and 30s, I think Oakland wins. If the Redskins could do a 23-20 kind of situation, keep the, you know, keep minimize some possessions and opportunities with just enough in the passing game, that may be the recipe. I don't know that you can run it on Oakland because you're not going to surprise anybody.
Oakland doesn't play many games like that, though.
I know.
And if you go back and look to last year as an example, like, you're right, when they lose, it's like that. But they're just so rare. They lost a game at the end of the season without Derek Carr. I'm going to dismiss that.
Please
when they
do.
Scored six
Please
points.
Do.
But going back before that, before the Carr injury, they lost 26-10 to the Chiefs. I'd love to look at the blueprint from that game. They lost a shootout to the Falcons 35-28. And they lost a 21-13 game again to the Chiefs. That's it. They had three losses before the Carr injury last year. And I think he got hurt in that Kansas City game, so they probably had two losses before the Carr injury, for all intents and purposes.
They really only had a couple games where they didn't ring the bell for way north of 20 points. And it's I'm basically looking at four of them. Chargers, they won a weird one. Kansas City twice, who you mentioned. They won a 17-10 game early at Tennessee, which, again, was a little bit out of character for them. So, to me, the blueprint, Kansas City is a much better version of the Redskins right now. I mean, that's a really good defense that shoves it on the run and then loves to get after you on third down.
They only give up two carries last week, I think, longer than 10. 16 to Forte and 11 to McGuire. Let's go to Don in Waldorf. Bilal Powell, by the way, never had more than 2 yards at a time.
He couldn't be more disappointing.
Don, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing today?
Hey, Don.
Great, thanks.
Good, man. Hey, so the write-up's going to be about the semi-shootout, because if it's a too much of a shootout, I think the Raiders got us. But 27-24 score, the title of the article, dusting off the haters. Hopkins is going to come through in the clutch with a 48-yarder.
Ooh, I would love – if. He, by the way,
I'll
as
take that gamble
scary
right
and
now.
Ominous as field goals are, if I told you right now, sign up for this or don't, Dustin Hopkins trotting out on the worst of the two ends at FedEx Field to kick a 48-yarder for the win, which is probably like a 44% chance to make that and beat the Raiders, I would take that this second immediately.
I have a pen
over
in my
just
hand.
Letting the game play
give,
out.
Give me the piece of paper right now. Sight unseen, give it to me.
48-yard field goal at the horn.
55-yard field goal at the horn. I'll take it.
Would you take 57?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
I would too. 59. I would take 59.
Yeah, what am I even talking about? Yes. If you have a field goal, the ball is in your possession for a chance
to
win.
Break down a game.
Yeah.
Would you take right now the game playing out however it's going to, or your field goal kicker kicking from 53 at the horn? It's easily 53 at the horn.
Yeah, that's all.
55?
Uh-huh.
57?
Uh-huh.
59?
That's where you start to get a little hairy, but I think 59 is my limit. 59 is my limit on this one.
I'm going to say no to 59. 57 is my cap.
You wouldn't do 58.
I'm not going to do
you
58.
You wouldn't do 58.
I can't do 58.
You
not
can
with the game
do 58.
On the line.
What's it going to take me to get you into 58 today?
58 pregame warm-ups? I'd do that. 58 game on the line? I'm not doing that.
Are you talking bad direction at FedEx? What if I got you in the good direction? What if I got you in the good direction?
There is no good direction at FedEx.
Ah, you saw through the ruse.
Let's go to Mo and Largo. Squeeze him in real quick. What's up, Mo?
Mo.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, dude.
I think the headline is going to be Posse 2.0. I think we're going to have an emergence of Pryor, Doxson, and Crowder, and I'm going to make a bold prediction that Cousin throws a touchdown to each one of those gentlemen.
Ooh.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
Give me
you,
three
Mo.
Scores right now for Kirka. A little Hall & Oates Monday, potentially. I would sign up for that. Sua Cravens didn't want to sign up to play football. He took to social media to speak to the fans. We've got that audio for you next on Grant and Danny.
Folks, Danny Ruya here for my pals, Ted Bridford. Labor Day was earlier this month. It's still September, right? I'm just checking my watch. Yes, it is. It's still September. Labor Day, beginning of the month. But you get Labor Day savings all month long. Lionel Richie. Get 0% for 72 months. 0% APR for 72 months on the new Ford F-150 truck. That's the Explorer, the Escape, all those good deals. New 2017 Ford F-150 or an Escape for as little as, check this, $299 a month. You can drive a new 2017 Explorer for only $375 a month. You get 120% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. So there's this book, right, that tells you how much your trade-in's worth. It's probably blue. You get that plus 20%. How about them apples? Then on top of that, how about an extra $1,000 cash for your trade-in just for being you, just for showing up and doing a deal? Then if you are current or former military and a first responder and a member of their family, you receive an additional $1,000 on top of the additional $1,000. That's multiple thousands of dollars just for being you. Go see my guys at Ted Bird Ford, and when you do, please tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.